and welcome to VIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of VIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the VIXography website. In the VIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of VIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of VIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Frankie Trombauer. For the modern musicians, I will turn to a group called the Sons of Pixies. Well, let's start with the Tram. We have been discussing in the forum several of the recordings of Frankie Trombauer with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. The thread started with an observation by Jean-Pierre about the March 15, 1928 recording of Lovable. Jean-Pierre points out a discrepancy between the information in Evans and Evans' book about VIX and in Evans and Kiner's book about Tram. In the former book, the 32-bar alto sax solo is assigned to Tram, but in the Tram book, the solo is assigned to Easy Friedman. Sodhalder and Evans agree with the later assignment, as do Norman and Frank, who discuss this record in the forum. It is pretty clear that we are dealing with Friedman doing a decent emulation of Tram. A couple of more items about this recording. There is also an 8-bar solo by Bix, and it turns out that this recording was issued at the time only on his master's voice in England. The U.S. recording on Victor was not issued until 1941. Well, so let's listen then to Lovable by the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1928 with an alto sax by Easy Friedman. Thank you.
love above. There's no use talking, you're so lovable. When we go walking, I throw out my chest, say you're the best. Others just imitate kisses that you create, lovable. You've got a way of petting that just drives me wild, say. Heaven above, made you so lovable, love me, lovable child.
That was a lovely vocal by Bing Crosby, wasn't it? Well, I didn't tell you anything about Irving Easy Friedman, so let me read to you a little bit of information about him. He was born on Christmas Day in 1903 in Linton, Indiana. He studied clarinet with a local teacher. He moved to Chicago and studied with the principal clarinetist of the Chicago Symphony. In 1924, he moved to New York and studied composition, conducting, and he continued gigging and joined the Vincent Lopez Orchestra for about a year. In February of 1928, he joined Paul Whiteman, and he was with the band when the King of Jazz was filmed. Easy Friedman stayed in California when the Paul Whiteman band returned to New York and was associated with the film industry. He worked for Warner Brothers, MGM, the Eagle Lion Studios. He was musical director for about 30 films in Hollywood from 47 to 65. In the 50s, in addition, he was composing music for TV shows. Some of these were Dennis the Menace, The Donna Reed Show, and Father Knows Best. Irving Easy Friedman died in California in November of 1981. Well, let's continue now with Frankie Trombauer. I want to discuss the tune When You're With Somebody Else, recorded by the Paul Whiteman Orchestra on February 29, 1928. Evans, in his Tram book, states that Tram did not record on that date. But in his book with his wife about Bix, he states that Tram arrived late for that recording session of February 29 because of teeth problems. The first recording in that session was Sea Burial, and Tram did not appear in that. The second was When You're With Somebody Else, and according to Evans and Evans, there is a Nate Bar solo by Tram. Sodholder and Evans give the soloist also as Tram, and Frank and Norman feel that it is Easy Friedman. Provide a very interesting discussion in the forum. I personally hear Tram there. So anyway, you should listen to this recording and decide for yourself. Is it Tram or is it Easy? So let's listen to the Paul Whiteman recording of When You're With Somebody Else, 1928. Is it Tram or is it Easy? Thank you. That's a very lovely rendition, isn't it? By the way, that was take one of when you're with somebody else. Well, now I would like to play the last controversial recording that has something to do with Trem. This is It Was the Dawn of Love, recorded by Paul Whiteman on April 22, 1928. Evans, in either of his three books, Evans and Kiner on Trem, Evans and Evans on Bix, and Sondhalter and Evans on Bix, provides no information about the 4+4 bar solo at the beginning of the record. Here, Norman and Frank agreed that it is Trem, so do I, but my problem is that the saxophone sounds to me like a tenor saxophone, and Trem never played, as far as I know, this instrument. On the other hand, Norman and Frank argue that it is a C melody sax played in the lower register. Well, anyway, at least it is Trem, and let's listen to him with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1928.
By chance, it was the dawn of love. You were thrilled, yes, I know, for your eyes told me so. It was the dawn of love.
Then I pressed you, caressed you, while stars peep above.
Our first kiss, what a thrill, my poor heart just stood still. It was the dawn of love. It was the dawn of love.
That was take three of It Was the Dawn of Love, and another magnificent vocal by the great Bing Crosby. Is that the first time that we hear Bing whistling on wax? I think it is. If others know of an earlier recording of Bing in which he whistles, please let me know. We also discussed in the forum the question as to whether Al Jolson ever recorded with Eddie Lang. And in the process of discussing this subject, Hans and Brad offered two examples of Jolson's records in which there is a pretty good jazz accompaniment. So before continuing with Frankie Trombauer, let me play these two records mentioned by Hans and Brad. First, I'll play Hello, Talkie. And this was recording on November 19, 1924. Most of the musicians in the Carl Fenton Orchestra are not identified, but a couple are. Benny Kruger is on alto saxophone, Phil Oman is on piano, and Harry Reiser is on banjo. I will follow that with the recording of Golden Gate, which was waxed on January 13, 1928, and the orchestra here is the William F. Weirges Orchestra, and possible personnel given by Jolson and Kiner, given by Evans and Kiner in their discography about Jolson, are Tommy Gott, Earl Oliver, and on trumpet, Sam Lewis on trombone, Larry Abbott, and some other identified saxophones or clarinetist, Norman York on clarinet, tenor saxophone, Murray Kellner on violin, William Werges on piano and the leader, Harry Reiser on banjo, and Tom Stax on drums. So let's listen then to Al Jolson in 1924 first and then in 1928.
All Kentucky boys, longing for the city joys, I left the farm and started to roam. Like all Kentucky boys, sick of all the city noise, I heard Kentucky calling me home. Any thrill you get when you are leaving, sudden touch the thrill when you return. You're saying, hello, Chucky, Chucky, hello. Hello, Chucky, why did I go? What I've been through to get to you. Now I found you, let me put my arms around you. Shady bowers, valleys and hills. Prettiest flowers, nothing but thrills. I'm glad I went astray to get that kick of saying, hello, Chucky, hello. Hello, Chucky, Chucky, hello. Hello, Chucky, oh, why did I go? What I've been through to get to you. Now I've found you, let me put my arms around you. Shady bowers, valleys and hills. Prettiest flowers, nothing but thrills. I'm glad I went astray to get that kick of saying, hello, Chucky, hello. Chucky, hello. Hello, Chucky. Why did I go? What I've been through to get to you. Now I've found you. Let me put my arms around you. Shady, shady flowers, valleys and hills. Prettiest flowers, nothing but thrills. I'm glad I went astray to get to that chick of pain. Hello, Chucky, hello.
Thank you. I'm talking of heaven. When you talk of the world, and as a sample of heaven, California is best. And I'm getting tired of the rain and snow. My weary brain is crying, westward ho. Rainbow now, let it never. Saw that rose covered nest. Oh, Golden Gate, da-da-da-da, I'm coming to ya. Golden Gate, da-da-da-da, sing hallelujah. I'll live in the sun, boom, boom, love in the moon, where every month is June. A little sunky is blonde, da-da-da, it's coming my way, just beyond the Lincoln Highway. I'm going strong now, I won't be long now, open up that Golden Gate. And fountains, rocks that are aged and worn. Acre after acre of the richest soil, 100 million trillion barrels of oil. Prairies and prairies, cattle and dairies, under a heaven of blue. And light at the tail, the end of the trail, thousands of boats sailing through that Golden Gate, da-da-da-da, I'm coming to you, come on, get hot. Golden Gate, da-da-da-da, sing hallelujah, I'll live in the sun, ha. Love in the moon, where every month is blue. A little sun is flying, da-da-da-da, it's coming my way, right beyond the Lincoln Highway. I'm going strong now, it won't be long now, oh, send up that golden gate.
Those accompaniments were pretty good, weren't they? And I want to finish the segment on Frank Trombauer by playing four records in which Frank plays the bassoon. And of course, Frank Trombauer was particularly known for his playing the C melody sax, but he also played the alto sax and bassoon. So let's listen then to Frank Trombauer playing bassoon, first with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, recording of January 10, 1928. Taint So, Honey Taint So. There is a vocal by Bing Crosby here. Then, and there is also a 16-bar solo by Tran. Then I'll play Clo, which was recorded on February 27, 1928, with a vocal by Austin Young. I will continue with the Running Ragged, also known as Bamboozling the Bassoon. This is Giovenuti's Blue 4, recording on October 18, 1929, with Giovenuti on violin, Frank Trombauer on C melody sax or bassoon, Lenny Hayton on piano, and Eddie Lang on guitar. And I will finish this segment on Frankie Trombauer playing the bassoon with a recording of High Water by the Paul Whiteman Orchestra on February 27, 1928, with a vocal by Bing Crosby. So let's listen to Tram playing bassoon in 1928 and 1929.
Hey, people, you should come to Arkansas. Meet a friend of mine, old Amphibie Law. She's known to everyone for miles around. She will help you when friends forsake you and troubles bear you down. For those who come her way are blessed when they hear her say, "Tain't so, honey, tain't so." Spoke to the Lord and the Lord said, "No, tain't so, honey, tain't so." Tain't so, honey, tain't so. Tomorrow will bring something good, I know, tain't so. I mean, it just ain't so. Makes no difference what your problem may be. Just look up, brother, And I'm sure you will see. Tain't so, honey, tain't so. The devil said yes, but the Lord said no. Tain't so, honey, tain't so.
Thank you. water,
raise me off the ground. High water, know what brings you round. Come, take me, come, make me white as cotton wool. God's chillin' am willin', roll Jordan, roll. I can hear the water roarin', pouring through the levee walls, and the rain is beating on me like a million waterfalls. Everywhere I look is water, water, water all around, and it's rising where I'm kneeling on this little patch of ground. I can see the billows rushing, brushing down the sugar cane. Ah, but I know the Lord is with me. I can hear him just as plain. Saying, come ye to the water, come and wash your sins away. Can't you hear him calling to you? Come on, brothers, let us pray. High water, diamond over the wall. Head high water, I otter, now just why you call. Say you're singing and bringing music to my soul. Uprise me and baptize me, the whole Jordan roll.
The arrangements of Claw and High Water were rather pompous. The only thing that, at least in my opinion, saves High Water is towards the end, a pretty jazzy section. Well, this concludes the section on Frankie Trombauer. For the modern musicians, I would like to turn to the Sons of Bix. This is from a Jazzology record from 1983 with Tom Pletcher on cornet, Don Ingle on valve trombone, John Harker on clarinet, Russ Whitman on bass saxophone, Dave Miller on guitar and banjo, Don Gibson on piano, and Wade Jones on drums. From the liners written by George H. Bock Jr., I read, our seven Sons of Bix represent a compromise between the Trombauer and the Beiderbecke instrumentations of 1927-1929. Except for the occasional violin of Venuti or Malneck, Tram customarily employed an eight-piece unit, whereas Bix regularly used a six-piece group dispensing not only with violin but also with sax and guitar. So the side that I want to play from this nice record is Copenhagen, composed by Charlie Davis, and we had a little thread on Copenhagen going on in the Bixography also. Turns out that I learned that there were many vocal versions of Copenhagen, the lyrics being written by Walter Melrose. Hans promised to send me a vocal version of Copenhagen, and as soon as he does, I will play it on WBIX. So let's listen to an instrumental version now by the Sons of Bix. Thank you. Well, that was a very nice rendition of Copenhagen with a good feel of the sound from the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Cyberspace, dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.